We're joined now by Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana, to take a look at the opening in Chicago and expectations for the trade for the rest of the day. Thanks, Wayne. I hope you had a really good holiday.
Yes, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. It's our first show of the year.
It is our first show of the year, unfortunately, and maybe it'll set a good tone, although I don't know whether I want you to have turnaround Tuesdays every day, every week that are higher. It would be better maybe if it was a turnaround Tuesday that was lower and the rest of the week was all higher. However, we did make some interesting new lows yesterday, and I'm wondering what you think about those and what prospects for the rest of the week might look like in your eyes.
Well, the CFTC commitment of trader report reflected the funds were sitting on their largest combined corn, wheat, and bean shorts since what we were back in June. And if you look at what the funds had sort of done over the last since that was actually compiled, why it looks like we're in a very short position in the funds. And I think that's what sort of caused a little bit of our bounce off. Besides, we run into the support points. I mean, let's face it, we've been looking at 350 as a pretty much of a bottom as far as the lead month in corn has been, and in that 850 to 860 bracket on the beans too. So, along with all of the short fund positions, why we are seeing a turnaround Tuesday.
Any thought that the crop in South America can get bigger than it already has been put into place, or is it steadily getting worse? We hear lots of different things about the size of that crop, in particular about what's been happening in Mato Grosso.
That is a very big if. I mean, it depends on, we look at one advisory firm that continues to tell us that his people on the ground are saying it's not as bad as others are saying. We're seeing pictures, we're seeing like Michael Cordonnier's updates, Drew Lerner's talk about how much damage has been done and what's going on down there. We do feel it's not above the 100 million, the 102 million that we were earlier. Some are taking it down to 100, some are taking it down to 97, and others down below 95. We do seem to have a forecast that tells us we maybe will stop deterioration. It maybe isn't good enough to add bushels back, but we're somewhere probably between that 94, 95 million and 96 or 7 million, rather than the 102 that we started out with earlier in the year, Todd.
Have we settled worries down about Asia yet?
Oh, no, not at all. I think that, we've got some problems as far as what we're looking at is not so much as the economy, it's slowing down how fast it was increasing. I don't think it's going backwards here yet, but we are very concerned and watching that. The Chinese stock market run into finally its first stopgap loss, stop trading here yesterday, and that has a lot of people concerned. And the yuan continues to float and maybe a little bit lower while the dollar keeps increasing. So, they're looking at that in the economic, the world situation and how that's going along quite a bit. One of the positive things we are seeing, though, is that India is looking to possibly be an importer this year rather than an exporter, and also with South Africa in the same respect, they're going to need to be, and they've got tenders out, to import corn here soon, too.
Yeah, so the other things that probably we ought to take up, price of crude oil remains, I think, the big gorilla in the room, putting pressure on the marketplace. We have problems in the Middle East. We still have some problems in Russia and Ukraine at this point. It's an interesting marketplace, and we're on the bottom end, but it seems that really it's just the price of crude that's holding the whole set of commodities lower.
It does seem to be. I thought that cheap crude oil would be a catalyst to most all of the world in the respect that we need energy to travel, to move about, to produce things, to do everything, and it's a component that goes into the production of just about everything. You would think if one of the components to produce everything was cheaper, it should be better for the world economy, but it seems to be a drag. And that it's been such a big part of industry and sort of employment that it is pulling things back. We've got a lot of your Middle Eastern countries that basically they just keep pumping more crude because they need to sell. It's sort of like $2 corn. You need to have more bushels to sell. And that's the same way with the crude in a lot of these countries, and we're making a glut on the world. And it does seem hard to keep it, from sliding back a little farther. But a lot of people thinking that we'll actually be a little bit higher in crude by the end of the year.
How's basis in your area reacting?
Well, the basis in our area has been pretty good all the way along. I think that We're, I think, published at 18 over for corn a lot of places. I think if you would offer them some volume right now, you could probably get 20 to 25 over in different places as far as the corn goes. The beans haven't been near as good as compared to the corn. It's the ethanol plants have been driving that. And we've seen some spot basis levels out west where the rain and the that weather were keeping some deliveries into some of the ethanol plants actually went 10 over in some areas in Iowa.
So this is a basis-driven market for much of the nation at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a price-driven one. As we look at that, you know, 353 on the board, even if you got a 25-over basis, that's still under $4. And the magic number with farmers is somewhere in the $380 to $4 cash now.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Remember, you can find all of our agricultural programming online at willag.org. That's willag.org. We're now in the midst of the winter meeting season, and you can find where we'll be on the calendar there as well. Just click on calendar over on the right-hand side of the page. If you're on a smart phone or you have your screen down a little smaller, it may actually be at the bottom of the page because it moves around just a bit depending on how wide your screen happens to be, but look for the calendar. And on that calendar of events, you'll find a whole series of things, including tomorrow when I'll be at the Specialty Crops Conference over in Springfield, Illinois, all day long. We'll talk with them on Wednesday, and we'll have more from the closing market report on it. And then next week on Wednesday, I'll be up at the Organic Grain Transition Conference. That's in Woodstock, Illinois. And if you want to learn more about that, just look up Organic Grain Transition or come to the calendar for both of those. You'll find links to get to those events. You know, some things, sometimes when we get to these points when commodity agriculture isn't making as much money, people begin to look for alternatives. This organic grain transition might be something a few of you may be interested in. So you can take a look at that. U of I Extension, of course, is involved, and the Land Connection from right here in Champaign, Illinois. February the 18th will be down in Casey, with a Will Ag panel at Richard's Farm Restaurant, and I'll be emceeing a couple of the Illinois Soybean Summits, and the All-Day Ag Outlook, put this one on your calendar, is the March, the Tuesday, March the 8th in Covington, Indiana at the Beef House. So that's kind of on the calendar. You can check all those events out online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Sunny skies, a high of 36 degrees, a south wind at 9 to 11. That'll gust to 17 tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 24 this evening. South-southeast winds at 6 to 8. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of 39. On a south wind at 6 to 13. It'll feel pretty nice outside tomorrow. Gusty winds at 17 miles an hour. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy. We'll go to a low of 30 degrees. Again, that south-southeast wind will persist at 7 to 9. And Thursday evening, a chance of rain. Cloudy, a high of 41. Thursday night, rain likely. Friday, rain likely. Friday night, a chance of rain. Saturday, a chance of rain. Saturday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 21. So we have a little rain coming later in the week, but we should have temperatures that... Well, they're not too terribly bad. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.